All right, let's unpack this fascinating world of luxury concierges. You've provided some really intriguing articles and notes, all centered around this role that seems, pretty straightforward on the surface, but
Definitely has that kind of effortless magic
yeah.
vibe, right? But there's a whole lot more going on behind the scenes to create that seamless luxury experience.
Totally agree. So we've got a two-part blog series from Lecture called The Concierge, published in March 2024, plus your super helpful briefing doc, kind of summarizing the key takeaways.
Yeah.
So our mission today is to figure out what truly makes a great concierge and how they take a luxury hotel stay and make it something truly extraordinary.
It's so much more than just like booking dinner reservations, you know. They curate experiences, problem solve like nobody's business, even become like trusted
It
confidants.
really is a
Yeah.
fascinating mix of hospitality, logistics, maybe even a bit of psychology.
Tour.
And actually, speaking of psychology, your briefing doc quotes the blog right off the bat. The hallmark of a skilled concierge is their intuitive understanding of guests' desires and preferences. And it goes on to say this allows them to preemptively address needs and wishes, often before guests are even aware of them.
It really is like a sixth sense, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's more than just knowing what someone likes, right? It's like understanding their personality, their travel style, those desires that maybe aren't even saying out loud.
Right.
A great concierge can pick up on those subtle little cues and turn them into those unforgettable experiences.
So let's say, like, a guest mentions offhand that they're really into sustainable fashion.
Yeah.
A top-notch concierge wouldn't just hand over a list of, like, eco-friendly boutiques, right?
No way. They'd maybe connect them with a local designer, somebody who really champions those sustainable
Oh,
practices,
wow.
arrange a private tour of a textile studio, maybe even score an invite to a fashion show, but like a really exclusive one featuring up-and-coming eco-conscious designers.
So it's about really going above and beyond to create a personalized experience that really speaks to that guest's like values and interests.
Absolutely. And it kind of brings us to another key point highlighted in both the blog series and your notes. The concierge, as a cultural ambassador, someone with that deep local knowledge.
Yeah, they are the ultimate insider. They've got that finger on the pulse of the city, the hidden gems, those cultural things most tourists wouldn't ever even know existed.
Right.
Your briefing doc quotes the blog, saying concierges have an intimate understanding of the city's pulse, its hidden treasures, and its unique culture. But what does that actually look like in practice?
Think about it. Instead of sending you to some big famous landmark, they take you on a walking tour, but it's led by a local historian. You get all the stories, the secrets behind the city's most iconic spots.
Oh, cool.
Maybe they arrange for you to meet a well-known street artist, give you a glimpse into that city's vibrant underground art scene.
Oh, I love that.
They become your personal guide to the soul of the city, showing you all those hidden layers, really connecting you with its character.
It's like having a friend in the city who's in the know.
Right.
But let's be real, travel has its bumps, you know? What about those missed flights, lost luggage, all those little travel hiccups that always seem to happen?
That's when the concierge becomes, as your briefing doc calls it, a problem solver extraordinaire.
Love that title. You've even got a great quote to illustrate that. When unforeseen challenges arise, a missed flight, a lost passport, or a sudden craving for a midnight snack, the concierge steps in as the ultimate problem solver.
See, even a midnight snack, right?
Yeah.
It's about being that dependable go-to, a calming presence, no matter how big or small the issue.
Right.
They're thinking ahead, anticipating problems before they even pop up.
Yeah.
And when things do go sideways, they somehow turn potential disasters into smooth, sometimes even better experiences.
It's incredible.
It really is.
So we've got that personalization, the local expertise, the problem-solving superpower, but there's another layer, isn't there? That human touch, that connection.
Right.
How does a concierge go about building those relationships with guests?
That's what takes a good concierge and turns them into a truly great one.
Yeah.
It's not just transactional, you know. It's about creating genuine connections. They remember what you like, they anticipate what you'll need,
Right.
make you feel like a valued friend, not just a customer.
It's like that saying, people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel.
Exactly. And that feeling of being genuinely cared for,
Yeah.
having someone go the extra mile to make things special, that's what creates those lasting memories, builds that loyalty.
And speaking of loyalty, your briefing doc highlights how these positive interactions can impact not just the guest's view of the hotel, but their whole perception of the destination.
It's so true. A fantastic concierge can make you fall in love with an entire city. Think about it. If everything you experience in a new place is positive, seamless, memorable, you start to associate those feelings with the destination itself.
So the concierge is not just representing the hotel. They're like an ambassador for the whole city.
Exactly. They're shaping perceptions, creating positive associations, and ultimately encouraging guests to come back for more.
It's a really powerful role, way beyond just traditional customer service.
It is.
Now, all this talk about seamless experiences and exceeding expectations, it makes me think of a certain group of concierge. Les Clefts. These are the ones with the iconic golden keys, right? What sets them apart?
The elite of the elite. Les Clefts d'Or is an internationally recognized mark of excellence for concierge. To earn those keys, a concierge has to demonstrate incredible skill, knowledge, and an unwavering dedication to the highest service standards.
So it's like a secret society of super concierge.
In a way, yeah. But it's more than that. It's about a shared passion for their craft, a commitment to always exceeding expectations, and a dedication to constantly learning and growing. Wow.
They have this global network of contacts and resources, mm-hmm. which helps them pull off some seriously incredible feats.
So for a guest, those golden keys represent, like, endless possibilities.
Exactly.
Exclusive access, those behind-the-scenes experiences, the stuff money can't buy.
They unlock a whole other level of luxury travel.
Okay, we've covered a ton, but before we jump into those luxury blog posts, you mentioned discretion earlier.
Yeah.
Why is that so important in the world of luxury concierges?
Discretion is absolutely essential, especially when you're dealing with high-profile guests or sensitive situations.
Right.
Your briefing doc even highlights a quote from the blog. In the world of luxury, discretion is paramount. The concierge handles sensitive requests with grace and confidentiality.
So we're talking about things like arranging a surprise proposal, handling a celebrity's need for privacy, or even like discreetly replacing a lost passport, all part of a day's work.
Absolutely. They're masters of making this seemingly impossible happen,
yeah.
all while staying calm and efficient.
Yeah. But they're also trusted confidants, keepers of secrets.
Mm-hmm.
They understand privacy is a luxury in itself, and they treat their guests' information with the utmost respect.
Okay, so now that we have a good grasp on what makes a great concierge, I'm really excited to dive into the specifics of those luxury blog posts. They seem to go deep into how those exceptional experiences are made, with real-life examples and insights from behind the scenes.
They do. And that first part of the series really brings to life the art of personalization, you know, showing how a skilled concierge tailors every interaction to the individual guest.
Okay.
In fact, there's this story in the first article that illustrates this perfectly. So the article tells the story about a couple celebrating their anniversary in Paris.
Okay.
And the wife had mentioned to the concierge that she was like a huge fan of impressionist art.
Yeah. Pretty common interest, especially in Paris. I'm guessing the concierge recommended the Musée d'Orsay, maybe the Musée Marmottan Monet.
Well, yeah, those are the obvious choices, right? But this concierge, they went way deeper than that.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
They found out the wife's favorite painting was this kind of lesser-known Renoir.
Mm.
And get this, it was part of a private collection, not on display anywhere publicly.
Wait, hold on. How did they pull that off? Private collection access.
That's the magic of a skilled concierge, right?
Yeah.
They worked their network, pulled some strings, and actually arranged a private viewing for the couple.
No way.
The article said the wife was absolutely floored, had no idea it was even possible to see that painting in person.
Wow, that's what I call next level personalization.
Right.
It's not just about knowing the city. It's about understanding those passions and finding creative ways to make them real.
Exactly. And the article calls this the art of reading between the lines.
I love that.
A great concierge doesn't just take requests at face value. They dig deeper, ask questions, uncover those hidden desires maybe the guest doesn't even realize they have.
It's like they're speaking a secret language of luxury.
Yeah.
Translating wishes into experiences.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And this whole personalization thing, it runs throughout the blog series. Another article talks about a concierge in Tokyo who set up a traditional tea ceremony for a guest who was interested in Japanese culture.
Okay, so that's a pretty typical tourist activity. What made it so special?
Well, this concierge, they took it up a notch.
How so?
They found this tea master who was also a renowned calligrapher. And arrange for the guests to have a private lesson, learning the art of calligraphy, even creating their own personalized artwork to take home.
So they combined two cultural experiences into one, created a truly unique moment.
Exactly. And that's what separates a great concierge from the rest, right?
Yeah.
They're not just checking things off a list. They're crafting experiences, creating memories.
Right.
They get that luxury is about more than fancy stuff. It's about those intangible moments that stay with you.
And those personalized moments, they're huge for building that guest loyalty, right?
Absolutely. The blog series hits on this again and again.
Yeah.
When a guest feels truly seen, understood, when their interests are catered to, it creates the strong connection.
It's like you said earlier, it's not just about the hotel itself, but the whole destination.
Right.
If a concierge can create those wow moments, those unforgettable experiences, the guest is much more likely to love the city and want to come back.
Exactly. And that loyalty, it goes beyond just repeat visits, too.
Okay.
These guests become like walking advertisements. Yeah. They rave about their trips to everyone, share their stories online. It's marketing gold for a luxury hotel.
So the concierge isn't just enhancing the guest experience. They're a key player in the hotel's whole reputation.
Precisely. They're the face of the hotel, the ones shaping those lasting impressions that make up the brand's image.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about personalization,
yeah.
But the leisure articles also delve into some other interesting aspects of the concierge role.
Right.
One that stuck out to me was their focus on discretion.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that so crucial in the world of luxury travel?
Well, like we talked about earlier, discretion is essential, especially with high-profile guests or those sensitive situations.
Mm-hmm.
But the blog series takes it further, explores those ethical dilemmas concierges sometimes have to navigate.
Oh, interesting. So it's more than just keeping secrets. It's about handling those potentially tricky situations with, like, tact and diplomacy.
Exactly.
I'm curious to hear more about that.
There's a story in the second article about a concierge who was asked to arrange a private dinner for a celebrity at a very exclusive restaurant. But the problem was the place was fully booked.
Uh-oh.
And the celebrity was adamant about getting a table.
Wow, that's a tough spot. So what did the concierge do? Did they pull some strings, use those connections to make it happen?
Well, they could have, but that's where the ethical dilemma comes in, right?
Right.
The concierge knew that saying yes to the celebrity meant bumping another guest who had booked weeks in advance.
So it was a conflict between loyalty to the celebrity guest versus fairness to the other patrons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in this case, the concierge chose to be fair.
Okay.
They decided it wouldn't be right to displace that other guest, even if it meant disappointing the celebrity.
That's a gutsy move. I bet that could have backfired, maybe angered the celebrity.
It's a risk for sure, but the article points out that a truly great concierge understands that integrity and fairness are just as important as fulfilling those requests, even if it means saying no sometimes.
Makes sense. It's about sticking to those ethical standards, even when it's hard.
Exactly.
So what happened with the celebrity?
Well, the article goes on to say that the celebrity actually respected the concierge's decision.
Rare.
They got the reasoning behind it and appreciated the honesty.
So it actually strengthened their relationship, built trust.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Which is a lesson for all of us, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes that graceful no, said with integrity, can actually make a relationship stronger.
I like that.
It's not always about saying yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, another theme throughout both articles is this idea of collaboration.
Yeah.
The concierge isn't working in a silo, right? They're constantly working with other hotel departments to create that seamless experience for the guest.
That's right. They're like the conductor of an orchestra.
I like that.
Making sure everything works in harmony.
And I remember a quote from the first article that really captures this. They collaborate with housekeeping, F&B, and spa teams to orchestrate a symphony of services.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
The concierge is the communication hub, sharing those guest preferences, anticipating needs, making sure every interaction is perfect.
Can you give us like a real life example of how that might work?
Sure. Let's say a guest has a severe nut allergy.
Okay.
The concierge wouldn't just tell the restaurant, they'd also tell housekeeping to make sure there aren't any snacks with nuts in the room.
Oh, smart.
Maybe even check with the spa to make sure the treatments are nut-free too.
So it's about being proactive, preventing problems before they even have a chance to pop up.
Exactly. It's about that holistic view, being the central point of contact, the one who sees the whole picture.
And that level of coordination, that communication, that's what creates that sense of like seamless, effortless luxury.
Precisely.
Okay, we've explored personalization, discretion, collaboration, but there's one more piece of the concierge puzzle I want to touch on. Their understanding of local culture.
Mm.
The articles mention it a lot, but why is it so important, especially when we're talking about luxury travel?
It's a great question. And I think it points to a bigger trend in luxury travel overall.
Oh, you mean?
More and more travelers are looking for authentic experiences. They want to connect with the soul of a place, go beyond the typical tourist stuff.
So it's not just about checking off landmarks. It's about really immersing yourself in the local culture.
Exactly. And that's where the concierge's knowledge is key. Mm-hmm. They become your guide, your translator, connecting you to the heart of the community.
So can you give us some examples of how a concierge might do that?
Sure. Imagine a guest who's interested in, say, traditional Japanese cuisine.
Yep.
Instead of just booking them a table at a fancy sushi place, the concierge might arrange a private cooking class with a local chef.
Oh, wow.
They'd learn the techniques, the history behind those classic dishes. So cool.
Or maybe the concierge connects them with a local artisan who makes handcrafted ceramics, giving them a glimpse into traditional crafts.
So it's about going deeper, making those connections that let guests really experience a destination from the inside out.
Exactly. And that's what those discerning luxury travelers are looking for.
Yeah.
They want to be part of something special, something real, something beyond the usual tourist traps.
It's like that quote we talked about earlier. They introduce guests to local customs, traditions, and cultural events, enriching their stay with immersive encounters that go beyond the superficial.
Perfectly put. It's about curating those experiences that stick with you, that build a connection with the place.
Okay, we've covered so much. From the importance of personalization and discretion to the art of collaboration and cultural immersion.
We have.
It's clear that being a luxury concierge is way more complex than people realize.
And we haven't even touched on all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Right.
The dedication, the constant problem solving that makes it all look so effortless. It's easy to get caught up in the glamour, the wow factor. There's so much hard work behind it.
Absolutely. And the best concierges, they make it look easy, which is a testament to their skill.
Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to circle back to that question you posed earlier. What can the rest of us, you know, those of us who aren't staying in luxury hotels all the time, learn from this concierge mindset?
Ah, yes. That's the big question.
What can we take away and apply to our own lives, our work, our interactions with the world?
The lecture articles don't directly address this, but I think there's a lot we can learn.
Okay.
At its core, it's about anticipating needs, personalizing experiences, and solving problems creatively and gracefully.
So how can we actually translate those principles into our daily lives?
We'll explore that more in the final part of our deep dive. But for now, think about how you can apply these concepts to your own interactions, whether it's at work, in your personal life, even just out in the world.
So we've spent this whole deep dive exploring the world of luxury concierges, you know, their unique skills and how they create these unforgettable travel experiences.
Yeah, we've really gotten into how their mindset, that mix of anticipation, personalization, and resourceful problem solving can apply to other parts of life too.
And I'm really excited to dig into that more because honestly, who couldn't use a little more concierge thinking in their life, right?
Exactly. And you don't need to be working in a 5-star hotel to do it. Let's start with that anticipation piece. A great concierge doesn't just wait for a guest to say what they need. They're already thinking ahead, like predicting those potential issues or desires.
So in like a work setting, that could be, say, your boss is about to give a big presentation.
Yeah.
You get all the materials together beforehand, double check the tech setup, even research the audience a little.
Perfect example. It's all about being one step ahead, anticipating those unspoken needs, and it can really make you stand out.
Now, what about personalization? We saw how vital that is for a concierge. But how do we apply that to, say, our personal relationships?
Well, think about how a concierge tailors their approach to each individual guest. They remember those little preferences. They pick up on those subtle cues, make each person feel valued.
So instead of just getting a generic gift, you could put some real thought into something that really reflects your friend's personality or interests.
Exactly. Or in a family setting, maybe it's remembering how your partner takes their coffee or your kid's specific bedtime routine that helps them feel safe and secure.
It's all about those little gestures that show you care and that you're paying attention.
And those small acts of personalization, they can make a big difference in those relationships.
Okay, now let's tackle problem solving. Concierges are like pros at dealing with those travel hiccups. How do we channel that inner concierge when things go wrong in our own lives?
Stay calm. That's key. Remember that story about the concierge in the fully booked restaurant? Instead of panicking or caving to the pressure, they took a step back, thought about the ethics of it all, and made a choice that prioritized fairness.
So next time I'm facing a crazy deadline at work or a family emergency pops up, Instead of losing it, I should just breathe, think it through, and find a solution that feels right.
Exactly. Stay focused on finding a solution, use your resources, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it.
And sometimes the best solution is that graceful no, like the concierge who wouldn't bump that other guest from their reservation.
Right. Saying no with integrity, it can actually build respect.
This is all making so much sense.
Yeah.
We're basically saying that everyone can be a concierge in their own way, bringing that same level of care and problem solving to everything we do.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be some big grand gesture. It's those small, consistent acts of thoughtfulness that can really make a difference for ourselves and everyone around us.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listeners to remember about the concierge mindset?
The magic of the concierge isn't just for luxury travel. It's a way of life, a commitment to creating positive experiences for ourselves and others. And that's something we can all aim for, no matter what we do or where we come from.
I love that. So next time you're planning a trip, facing a challenge at work, or even just hanging out with loved ones, remember the concierge. Their secrets to success can really unlock a whole new level of excellence in your own life.
And you might be surprised by the impact those small acts of kindness can have on the world.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of luxury concierges. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep exceeding expectations, just like a true concierge. Bon voyage!